truth. You can't handle the truth.
Don Lemon.
From New York, up in Harlem, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. Here's the truth, and it's a sad one. What happened in Chapel Hill, North Carolina on Tuesday night was horrible. It was awful. Three NC State College students were shot in the head, murdered execution style, left to die on the street. They were Yusa Muhammad, 21, her 19-year-old sister, Razan Muhammad Abu Salah, and 23-year-old Dia Shadi Barakat. Yusa and Dia had just gotten married in late December. All of them were Muslim, salt-of-the-earth kind of people, young people. One of them, Dia, was raising money to take a humanitarian mission to help Syrian refugees.
This summer, I'm embarking on a trip to Turkey with 10 dentists to help Syrian refugee students in need of urgent dental care.
How many people do that? The NC State community, devastated, but none more than family members and Muslims there and around the world, and rightly so. Family members and friends believe the students were murdered because of their faith and have made it their mission that their loved ones didn't die in vain. Last night, they spoke to me on CNN.
I know that there's ongoing investigations, and right now we've just put all our focus into thinking about and remembering Dia, Yusra, and Razan, and not so much about why it happened, but more about that it has happened and how we can remember them and carry on their legacy for a very long time.
One of the fathers said the student's problems began with the neighbor and now accused triple murderer when his daughter showed up at their apartment complex wearing headscarves. The dad says he believes it was a hate crime, but the suspect, Craig Stephen Hicks, who was arrested and charged with three counts of murder, says the confrontation and killings were because of an ongoing parking dispute. His wife, Karen Hicks, says the same thing.
He often champions on his Facebook page for the rights of many individuals. He just believed, and I know that's just one of the things I know about him, is everyone is equal.
The U.S. attorney says they are looking at everything, but right now it looks like a traffic dispute. They're not ruling anything out, though. They're even looking at alleged anti-religious Facebook postings from the suspect, who calls himself an anti-theist. Is it a hate crime? Lawyers and judges last night on CNN say either way, North Carolina has a death penalty for murder, and most likely a lethal injection is in Craig Stephen Hicks' future.
So it's whether it's a hate crime or not, doesn't matter, huh?
It doesn't matter. It matters to the community and Muslims who feel like they've been receiving a lot of hate lately.
Yeah.
But he faces the possibility of lethal injection and death either way.
Mm.
Either way.
Don Lemon.
Y'all think it was a hate crime?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely a hate crime.
Yeah. But don't you find there's a general anger?
People are so angry
people
now.
People are angry when you drive because, you know, it's just.
Not, who, you, Sybil?
No, you.
No, I stopped. I learned my lesson. I don't do that
How
anymore.
How do you learn your lesson? What happened?
Well, I was following a guy and then it dawned on me, hey, man, I don't know what he got. I need to let this go.
Because he cut him off?
Yeah.
And he followed someone cut him, Sherry.
Yeah, I followed him. And then I'm like, man, I need to. I'm too old for this.
Yes. But let me tell you, used to be.
Uh-huh. Sherry, that's a good question, because I've been wondering lately why all the vitriol from people. It seems like a lot of people are just outraged for the sake of being outraged, and I don't know where it's coming from, but maybe it's the economy, maybe people are just
fed up.
I
think it's the economy.
I don't know if it's just the economy.
I don't think it's the economy.
Because one of the things, mm-hmm. I forget who it was, but it was one of our entertainers, and he said, we're talking about the kids on our streets and why they're so angry. And a lot of this is just such an anger amongst us in all of our society. And I don't think it's just the economy, Don.
Then what do you think it is?
It's a number.
And that's the question. Why are we so
angry? Do you think the
so
economy
angry?
Is one of the things?
Oh,
the
definitely.
Stress?
Oh, yeah. I think it definitely
I think we plays. See violence so much that it just dawns on us to just be violent. We see it on television.
But there's not
in
there's
the
no
movies.
Love.
We've
no,
always think, seen violence. On,
not,
on,
not,
no,
like,
not,
not, not
at the
not,
level.
I mean, we, not, like, not at this level.
Level
no.
Is just,
but,
I mean,
riddle me this, though. I do think that social media has a lot to do with it. That people can go on
media.
And they
oh.
see other people being upset and they one up each other and
there's,
I really think
can I just give
a
you
theory.
A quick
because this
a quick
this
story.
Guy this in, guy blogged right
well he yes. on his Facebook page
on his Facebook page. On his Facebook about yeah. about
And it's happening everywhere, because in Dallas yesterday, mm-hmm. two blocks from where we are, two guys got in a car accident. They got out of their cars shooting at each other.
Wow.
Shooting yep. at each other. Another woman was involved in an accident, and this guy was already in a hit and run. She got out of the car and started beating the living daylights out of this man.
Mm-hmm. And you see that all over. You see the things
everywhere.
On Facebook, but you see the videos and people yelling world star," and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so, and you're
but
like,
I think,
you
Don,
just get used to it.
To your point about social media, I think we've seen so much stuff on TV. We're getting desensitized to
yes.
violence.
Yes.
And I think also it makes us very apathetic, social media. If you go to a restaurant, most likely you'll see 50, 60% of people on their cell phones. We don't talk to each other anymore. We text. It takes
that. And it's an anonymity about it, too, which
yes.
you also take advantage of.
We even text. Did you get the text?
Did you get the text? And so there's a thing that says the love of the greater number will cool off. I mean,
yeah, that's
so
the
we
one
don't just
gives
don't
me.
Have a love.
Yeah. Did you get the
Did
text?
Did you get my text? Ain't
talk
to nobody.
Pray for those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just loners in a sea of people. Angry.
Well, good job, Don.
Have a good day, y'all.
All right.